This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 16th of May 2021. Today is the History of Amateur Radio edition, and two of our history items are about the early days of the West Australian Repeater Group. There's a story about the first woman in Western Australia to pass the amateur radio exams, and another story of the installation of the Wireless Institute's transmitter in Perth in 1930. We're finally announcing details about Perth Tech 2021, and to cap it off, there's more. You always get more in News West, the all-amateur radio news service for Western Australia.
Here's the news we've been waiting for. WA Amateur Radio News takes great pleasure in announcing today that Perth Tech 2021 will be on Saturday, October 23rd. We decided for a change to move Perth Tech from an inner suburban setting out to the country, but not that far. The conference venue is in the modern recreation and sports facility of the village of Gidgegennup in the hills northeast of Perth, about 17 kilometres from the Roe Highway up 2J Road. Perth Tech is a premier amateur radio event in the form of a one-day symposium with a variety of presenters from around Australia who are skilled in their area of expertise, with some practical workshops the following day depending on demand. We're also planning to have a sundowner at the conclusion of Saturday's proceedings. The bar will be open and barbecue food will be available. We're still offering Perth Tech as a free event. However, we're charging a non-optional entry fee of $20 to cover the cost of lunch and a few other bits. The rest of the cost of staging the event, which is much more than what you're paying, will be covered by a raffle. I wonder what we should offer as first prize in the raffle this time around. We are open to suggestions. There's an email address for Perth Tech. It's perthtech@vk6.net. That's Perth Tech, all lowercase, one word, at vk6.net. We will cater for special dietary needs. This information will be collected from you at the time of booking your ticket online at Try Booking. Bookings will open on July 1st. Try Booking accepts payment via card and PayPal. Later on, we'll be asking for volunteers to help out on the day. Today, we've launched a call for papers from prospective presenters. There's a form on the VKE6.net website which is easy to follow, and we're looking for up to 300 words to describe what you propose to talk about. Check out our website, VKE6.net, and click on the Perth Tech tab for information and updates, and in the very near future, a link to the booking site. Did I tell you that we're just a tad excited? Well, I can say VK6 Charlie Oscar Lima is over the moon. So, what's that website again? VK6.net.
With the Caterby repeater VK6 RCT soon to be decommissioned, I thought a short audio piece for the VK6 news would be a good idea. It soon became obvious that this repeater site could not be told in 5 minutes, so a series of 5-minute articles for the news. The first is how the site was found and how it was tested for coverage. No point in spending time, money and effort to find the site did not provide the coverage desired. Wagsmouth Northern repeater was Tick Hill, which was the first major project for WARD. It took perhaps in total 40 amateurs and non-amateurs to construct Tick Hill. Busselton was the next big project for WARG. Perhaps distance from Perth was the biggest difficulty, but we were mostly young back then, and a challenge was exciting. With these two large projects successful, thoughts turned to the north of Perth, where to place WARG's next repeater. We sure were optimistic in those days. An initial survey was taken along the Brand Highway. Just how far north would help towards plugging the gap to Geraldton? Near the Caterby Roadhouse, a flat-top hill was seen, a little over 1 kilometre to the east. It had no trees on top, which is a major benefit, as any mast would not have to be that high. The area is known as Yandan. I cannot remember if we drove into the site or not, but at some point we found out whose land it was on. On our next visit, we drove to the farmhouse and introduced ourselves. The farmer, Bert, was a tall man who said, yes, we could use the site. He even said he would bulldoze a road to the top. Plans were made to test out the site. A weekend was put aside to not only test the site, but also another site called Ocean Hill, east of Eneabba. WAG's portable repeater VK6REE was to be installed on the hill at Yandan, and at Ocean Hill an IC22A was modified with a timer that on receiving a signal would key the IC22A for 1 minute. This was not a repeater but an on-demand signal source to find out the coverage of Ocean Hill. From memory, the Ocean Hill system transmitted on the same frequency as VK6REE at Yandan, 147 MHz. This made it simple for testing both sites while mobile. With the repeater offset, the mobiles could trigger and talk through VK6REE, and by turning off the offset, trigger Ocean Hill. It worked really well. Both sites provided great coverage. Yandan went as far south as Gingin and north to the turn off to Durian Bay. It even went further from hilltops along the way. The turn off to Durian Bay from the Brand Highway turned out to be where the two repeater sites overlapped. This worked out perfect. Caterby went as far as the Durian Bay turnoff, and that's where you would start to pick up Ocean Hill. North from Ocean Hill, the signal went to 10 kilometres north of Dongara. The area north of Ocean Hill along the Brand Highway produced amazing mobile coverage, in that there was little or no mobile flutter. Excuse the cat. The S meter just stayed in one place, gradually going towards S1, 10 kilometres north of Dongara. Hang on, I've got to get rid of the cat. That weekend was great amateur radio for all involved. Stations popped up from all over the area and Perth. The sites had been proven, now to plan and build equipment. Licences were applied for, VK6RCT for Caterby and VK6REN for Ocean Hill. The overall coverage of these two sites was impressive. Moore River, Dongara, Lancelin, Green Hill, Leeman, the Pinnacles, Cervantes, Durian Bay, and from home stations in Geraldton to Ocean Hill. WAG decided to design, build and test the Caterby repeater to be installed at Yandan. When we told Bert that we would go ahead with a repeat installation at Yandan, he offered the shearers' quarters less than a kilometre from the site so we could stay overnight. This was a great asset. Comfortable, no-cost accommodation after a hard day's work, hot showers and all. In the next episode, the design and building of the repeater along with the major components, a hut, a tower, antenna. A postscript. Why was the Eneabba repeater callsign VK6REN and not VK6ROH? I came to realise it was to reflect the location of the area that amateurs would know. Few would have known where Ocean Hill was, but Eneabba was well known and easy to find on a map. Likewise, the Yandan site used Caterby as the general location and hence the callsign VK6RCT. 7.3 from Will, VK6UU.
This item is from the Daily News, Wednesday, the 5th of February, 1930, and has the heading Wireless Institute Work. The Wireless Institute's transmitter, VK6WI, was installed in headquarters at the beginning of last week. The Zeppelin type of aerial was erected with feeders 60 feet long. On test, however, it was found that the feeders were too long, and as a result have been cut to suit the frequency required. The first actual test from the headquarters was made on Monday night, January the 27th, after working two local stations, 6 Foxtrot Tango and 6 Foxtrot Golf. Contact was made with the station in the Philippines, where a good report on the strength and note of transmission was made. Since that date, many foreign stations have been worked and a great number of reports from throughout the state received, all of which refer to the pure direct current note and the splendid volume. Regular schedules of operation for the various transmitters in the Institute are being worked out, so the station will be on the air nightly, with the exception of each Thursday, which will be a silent night. Listeners in both city and country are requested to send in reports on the station, addressing them to VK6WI, Wireless Institute, YAL Buildings, Murray Street, Perth. At Thursday night's meeting, the Institute's new receiver was on exhibition. There were many exclamations of approval when the apparatus was shown because of the particularly neat craftsmanship shown in construction and the clean layout and design. Several novel gadgets have been introduced into the construction, which are claimed to be completely original, but undoubtedly will be copied by Institute members when they next build up their sets. Several tests on 40 and 80 metres will be carried out by Institute members during the coming week, and reports from listeners will be welcome. These will be both on Morse and phone. That's the end of the article. It mentioned the Wireless Institute being at the YAL building in Murray Street. Today, there's still a rather odd-looking YAL building at 45 Murray Street on the corner of Irwin Street. So that building has some amateur radio history.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the BK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from BK6 ARN.
In News West next week, we're going to tell you who's gained a new license or new call sign, because it's the new Amateurs Edition. In this edition, apart from acknowledging and welcoming those who have entered the hobby or who have achieved a milestone in their amateur radio journey, we'll talk about things that may interest newcomers, and who knows, there might even be some useful advice on offer. And I'll tell you what, wouldn't it be great if you sent in your own story on becoming an amateur, whether it was last month or last century? If you're not sure how to go about it, send an email to newswest@vk6.net and we can talk about how your story can make it to the news program. 73s.
ARIS, which stands for Amateur Radio on the International Space Station, has an Australian team. You didn't know? Well, you do now. The next live broadcast of a space station contact with a school group, and this is an Australian school, is on this coming Wednesday, 19th of May, and that's at 0925 UTC. Counting on your fingers, that's 5:25 p.m. in Western Standard Time. The astronaut taking the call is Mark van der Hey, KG5GNP. The ISS call sign is NA1SS. This contact is with students of the Monaro High School, Cooma, in New South Wales. I've been there. And it's made via telebridge to the ground station, David Nico Payne, NA7V. Any stations that would like to take the audio feed or just listen in can simply connect directly to HAM on Echolink 69556, IRLP 9556, or ALSTAR 48820, 49903 and 52284. Plenty of choices on ALSTAR. But anyway, just look for HAM conferences on those things. Callbacks will follow the ARIS contact, so please stick around to check in. All check-ins are forwarded to NASA for collation. And do you have kids at home? They might be interested in listening in as well. If you're interested in finding out more about ARIS, or even learning how to arrange a school ARIS contact, visit their website, aris.org. That's ARISS.org.
From the Daily News, 14th of November, 1936, we see an article about Western Australia's first woman radio operator. The first amateur radio operator's proficiency certificate to be secured by a woman in Western Australia has been gained by Miss Ruth Longley of 7 Cuthbert Street, Shenton Park. Miss Longley is just 23 years of age and is one of the few women in Australia to gain this special certificate issued by the Postmaster General's Department. Until earlier this year, she knew as little of the intricacies of radio as the average listener in. She confessed today that she didn't even know then that such a thing as shortwave existed. She became interested in the work of the West Australian branch of the Wireless Institute about Christmas time, and in April decided to seek a proficiency certificate as an amateur operator. She completed her studies and sat for the examination in October. The time taken for her to complete the course and gain the certificate is regarded in amateur wireless circles as remarkably short. She gained her knowledge of radio at the study classes conducted by the Wireless Institute at the Institute's station, VK6WI, in King Street, Perth. The instructor, largely responsible for Miss Longley's tuition, was Mr. Bert Stevens, who operates station VK6 Bravo November at South Perth. To complete the course of study in such a short time demanded much sacrifice from Miss Longley, but she persevered with great determination. She is a prominent woman cricketer and is secretary of the Western Girls team. She has been chosen as a member of the state team to visit Adelaide in December. She has carried out the editorial duties for the Institute's bulletin for some months. A drapery saleswoman by occupation, Miss Longley does not envisage radio as her future career. She has acquired her knowledge of the subject merely as she describes it as an absorbing, interesting hobby. She intends, without delay, to apply for a station license and to build her own station set. Well done, Miss Longley. Note this time that the Wireless Institute is in King Street. No actual address is given. The Wireless Institute were also at one time in William Street, we assume in the building used by Wesfarmers.
Most of what we put to air is written by NewsWest team members. However, some of the material is sourced from a variety of places. For our History of Amateur Radio segments, we make great use of scanned copies of the Amateur Radio magazine found at the website of Will, VK6UU, and we also extensively retrieve items from the National Library of Australia's Trove website, mostly digitised newspapers. Sometimes we harvest information from websites in order to write news items, and where a substantial part of the webpage content is used, we attempt to seek permission to use it. Any amateur who's been around for more than 5 minutes is welcome to contribute material for NewsWest. We assume that by sending us the material, you've given us the right to put it to air. The few seconds of music that we use to introduce and end the program with is licensed for use under Creative Commons. And speaking of music, many people believe that music isn't allowed in amateur radio transmissions. The rules don't say that. The rules say that we must not use amateur radio transmissions for entertainment. There is a difference. And finally, you'll often hear opinions expressed on NewsWest. If you think that an opinion is incorrect or untrue, you're invited to say so. In fact, you're encouraged to write and record a rebuttal, which we'll gladly put to air. We're not perfect here at NewsWest, however, with what you've got until the perfect team puts up its hand. This is NewsWest, VK6 Amateur Radio News.
A while ago, Will, VK6 Uniform, sent us a scanned image of a document written by Jill, VK6 Yankee Lima, containing a rather long and rambling, albeit interesting, account of early work done by members of the new WA repeater group at the Busselton and Tick Hill repeater sites. What's inspiring about this early work is that the projects were works of faith. The group didn't have the funds to complete the work that they started, yet the projects were completed, paid for with donations in cash and in kind from amateurs and businesses, and no doubt by the sweat of non-amateurs such as spouses, relatives and friends. The letter is far too long to read out on this news program. However, it will be made available for you to view. It's a pity that it takes much more than sweat, toil and a handshake these days to secure a site and erect a 30-metre tower, but that's the way of the world. When you read the letter, you'll also notice that the names and call signs of a few people who are still with us, which I guess isn't surprising as it's only 37 years since these things happened. But anyway, keep an eye out for the letter appearing on the WA Hams email list. It's a good read and a good reminder of the work that went into the infrastructure that we still utilise today.
There was a bit of sleight of hand in last week's news bulletins. You would have heard Ed, DD5LP, also VK2JI, he's got a dual identity, spruiking for the Wyong Field Day in New South Wales that's coming up soon. Through the magic of radio, Ed appeared on the WIA News Bulletin whilst he was actually in hospital having a spot of emergency surgery. Because he was indisposed, he didn't get to put last week's News West onto the podcast. Ed assures me that he's all good now and on the mend. All the best to you, Ed, for your recovery. You've heard our announcement about Perth Tech 2021. Well, you should have heard it because it's been announced twice so far. Once on the Wireless Institute of Australia News a short while ago, and a minute or two ago on News West. We announced Perth Tech on the national news because we reckon our event is worth sharing, and I put the bulletin on the WIA News to invite our amateur radio colleagues from the dark side of the continent to visit Perth in the springtime. What better time to come here? The new venue has the space to cater for a larger crowd, and we'll certainly make good use of all that space. We'll give regular updates to keep you interested, and we'll be at Hamfest to talk about Perth Tech. Meanwhile, our VK6.net website will be regularly updated as new information emerges, so don't think you've seen it all if you haven't been back there for a while. And still on Perth Tech, and I guess by now you've probably noticed that we're a bit excited about it. The reason we're able to provide this first-class event, basically for the cost of lunch, is because it's heavily subsidised. And who's it subsidised by? WI Amateur Radio News. And indirectly via you mob out there, because we get the money to subsidise it by fundraising, and to make fundraising interesting, we usually run a raffle. And now we need your help. We could choose a nice transceiver for the first prize. Lord knows there's enough on the market. But what if you don't want a new transceiver? I know that's an odd question to be asking amateurs, but what if? You can help us decide what to do about first prize by making suggestions. The Perth Tech email address is perthtech@vk6.net. Perth Tech, all one word, all lowercase. How about emailing us, suggesting a prize? We're thinking in the ballpark of $1,500 for the first prize, bit up, bit down, doesn't matter, with other prizes making the total prize pool about $2,000, or maybe more, depending on how things pan out. We welcome your suggestion of a particular radio or piece of equipment to that approximate value. Or would you rather receive as a first prize a gift certificate on one of Australia's amateur radio retailers? Once the retailer is chosen prior to the raffle commencing, it won't be changed. What would float your boat and encourage you to buy tickets? A toy or a gift certificate? Help us out, please. PerthTech@vk6.net. Now, the LCD, the License Conditions Determination for Amateur Radio, that's here in Australia, lists 3 days during which all Australian radio amateurs may use the alternative AX callsign prefix instead of VK. These are Australia Day, January the 26th, Anzac Day, April the 25th, and World Telecommunications Day, May the 17th. And guess what? Tomorrow is May the 17th. World Telecommunication and Information Society Day is the anniversary date for the creation of the International Telecommunication Union, the ITU, and the signing of the first International Telegraph Convention. So tomorrow, Monday, 17th of May, get your AX on.
Greetings once again and good morning. This is Roy VK6X-Ray Victor with this week's helpline for the 16th of May, 2021. The lineup this morning includes one from Philip. He's looking for a simple ATU, an antenna tuning unit for receive only. Doesn't have to handle high power, but if you have one, and cosmetic appearance doesn't really matter a lot. If it's transmit and receive as well, that's okay. He's looking for an ATU, a simple ATU for receive only, and also looking for a Moonraker or Disc Cone VHF UHF antenna. If you can help him with that ATU or that antenna, please contact Philip. His mobile, 0434 431112. That's 0434 431112. Next item for sale is a Yaesu Fox Tango 2800 mic, 2 meter FM transceiver, new in the box with CTCSS, DTMF microphone, mounting bracket, power lead, original manual and service manual as well, and other information on a CD-ROM, so it's all in one, all in original packing box, and has only been unpacked for programming and testing, and not been used. Has a nice big LCD display, asking only $200. Ask further information on that, please call John, VK6 Juliet Foxtrot, on 0413 896 371. That's John, VK6 Juliet Foxtrot, 0413 896 371, or his email is victorkilo6julietfoxtrot@wia.org.au. VK6 Juliet Foxtrot at wia.org.au. Next item, I believe Mark, VK6 Bravo Sierra Alpha, still has a Nikom IC706 Mark 1 transceiver, operates HF 6 metres and 2 metres, excellent working order, and ideal mobile radio, only $550 for that IC706 Mark 1. Contact Mark. There's a phone number 0408-688-903. 0408-968-8903, or email to vk6bravo sierra alpha at iinet.net.alphauniform, vk6bravo sierra alpha at iinet.net.au. Fred is still looking for a mobile transceiver, not exceeding 5 years old, good working order, original box and operating manual required, with a maximum of 144mm across the front for a mobile operation. If you can help Fred, please contact him by email vk6uniformmikehotel@iinet.net.alphauniform, vk6uniformmikehotel@iinet.net.au. Next item, John had some transmitting tubes. They're 5 813 tubes and 4 813 ceramic bases. There are 813 transmitting tubes and 1 3-500 Zulu Golf tube. Asking $35 for the lot, please contact John. His email address is Alpha Sierra Alpha Lima India Figure Number 2 at westnet.com.au. For Alpha Sierra Alpha Lima India 2 at westnet.com.alphauniform. And that's about all for today without going into further repeat. So if you have anything for next week's broadcast, please contact me. The email address, victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. And a 7-3 from me and 7-3 from him. Cheers for now.
Well, that was a nice deep delve into our amateur radio past. It was good to see local club history and the immense amount of work that went into setting up early repeaters in Western Australia. I broke into a sweat simply by reading about it. So much for the old. Next week we're into the new with our new amateurs segment. And thanks to the team this week, Mike, Jeff, Roy and Andrew, who poured the wine. Thanks to the broadcast and relay operators, without whom our efforts would look a bit silly, really. I'm Bob, VK6POP, the News West producer. And thanks to you for listening. Don't forget to dust off your Alpha X-ray tomorrow and use it to get on air and make some noise.